Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. On the broadcast today, Jane Layton of Harris Corporation, Greg Lee of the Eureka Casino Resort in Mesquite, and Bob Lucy, Vice Chairman of the Washoe County Commission. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from Washington, D.C., and we're here with Jane Layton with Harris Corporation. She's in charge of strategic initiatives. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you.
I could do about an hour and a half with you, because looking at your website, there are so many things that are fascinating about what Harris Corporation does. But I wanted to touch on some Nevada issues. Why is I-11 a big deal for Harris Corporation?
Well, it's important because I-11 will bring in a lot of commerce, a lot of industry, and money to Nevada. And Harris is very much a proponent of doing the same thing. Harris is a corporation. We've got a large footprint in the state of Nevada. We also are being trusted with our network for your critical infrastructure within Washoe County, Nevada DOT, as well as Nevada Energy. It's the Nevada Shared Radio Systems statewide project. And we're the ones that provide the infrastructure, so you're trusting us with your first responders network.
And explain how these systems have evolved over the last few years.
Well, originally these systems were proprietary, and the system that you guys have in the state of Nevada is a proprietary network, which is a Harris network, and you're evolving to an open standard called P25, and it's important for the entire state of Nevada to have an open network so that you have interoperability with other agencies, as well as subscriber units, your radios in the car and your portables in your hand. The price of those is in a competitive market comes down, so it benefits the entire state.
And that's one of the problems in a crisis situation, is when people can't communicate. So this is a very big deal in moving things forward.
It's a very big deal, you're right.
One of the things that Nevada is very thrilled about is being part of the UAS test program for drones. How is Harris involved in this?
Harris has a lot of drone initiatives. We work with manufacturers. We have some of our components on the different drones, so that's been important. But also we're a big partner with Nellis. all the way throughout the state. Some projects we can talk about, and most of the projects we really can't.
Well, tell me one you can talk about.
Well, so what we do is we have the infrastructure on the base for their critical networks also.
All right, part of what your corporation does is tactical warfare. Are you involved, and I know you can't go into detail,
sure.
But are you involved in those kind of things in Nevada as well?
We are.
Okay, that's where the Official Secrets Act comes in. Space and intelligence is one of the areas that you guys deal in, and it's been interesting to watch 60 Minutes over the last year and some of the stories they've done on our GPS communication systems and the defense that we have to have so that no other country or a terrorist group or whatever could knock out those systems. Can you share any information about that kind of networking?
I can a little bit. That's less of my expertise, but Harris happens to be on. We've got Harris components on all of the satellites that go up. We work with the within the GPS space through the satellite initiatives. We also, the other big thing within Harris is our FAA initiative.
And what is that?
The FAA, we have, I think, 87,000 flights a day, and the communications.
Oh, this is the air traffic control.
FAA, right? The air. Of those 87,000 flights, all of them are using Harris Communications to interconnect. We have a huge fiber network as well as all the interconnect. And it's a Harris network that's leased back to the federal government. So it's something that has been talked about on the new Nevada shared radio system, whether it would be an owned or a leased program also.
Are we going to see an upgrade in air traffic control anytime soon? Because it seems like the federal government's been working on this for years, and it doesn't seem to be going very far.
Well, that one I wouldn't be able to answer. I really wouldn't.
I'd love to get your response to the story that broke last week about some of the nuclear weapons sites that are still using floppy disks.
That one, I don't have a lot of background on that one either.
Well, it was interesting. A comment that was made to me was that because floppy disks are so old, that hackers are really not interested in going after those. So I thought that
right,
was...
Right, no, I saw that same program. And it is interesting that, you know, what at Harris, what we do is all of our ports are encrypted because we're nervous about any of that also. So any corporate PC has an encrypted port.
And what kind of protection do you have against people attacking your systems? Because it seems like every agency of the government is under attack, not just from other governments, but just individual hackers.
That's a great question, because that's one of the most important things for public safety and the first responders is people getting into their network. And they've had a little bit of that, actually, in the Nevada system. So what we do is our equipment is encrypted, and it uses it's not a proprietary encryption, so it's an encryption that can be used by other devices, whether they're Harris devices or somebody else, because a P25 system is an open standard system. That's what y'all are going to be going to in Nevada, and that means that somebody comes on their network for interoperability, that equipment is then encrypted. And that's important to have. I mean, I don't think people that were really engineering a good system are putting in a system without encryption anymore.
Do you think that people outside of the state of Nevada are aware of how high-tech Nevada really is with companies like Switch and the data storage, et cetera, that's going on here?
It's funny. We spoke about that with Commissioner Lucy today. And absolutely, I think people really know that there's a wealth of technical knowledge in Nevada. You know, that you've got your pockets in other states, but I think the state as a whole tends to have a lot of technical depth.
Well, that's great to hear, because that's what we want to develop as we move forward. Thank you very much for taking out the time to be with us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nevada Newsmakers congressional coverage is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you. And the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtues.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are very pleased to welcome for the first time to the program Greg Lee, who's the chairman and CEO of the Eureka Casino Resort in Mesquite, Nevada. Built in 95, opened in 97, but under a different name. Tell us a story of how this happened.
Well, we opened the property in 1997. I built the hotel casino with my mom and dad. And we had been in the business for about 5 years, but in a much smaller kind of level. So our opening was challenging, to say the least. And so we kind of just putzed along for the first 2.5 years. And with the year 2000 coming, my father said, you know, I think we could use a reset. So we had owned a casino called Eureka, and so we decided to change the name in January 2000 from Rancho Mesquite Casino to Eureka Casino, which was just smaller, just a shorter name. And I'll never forget, probably within the first few months, you know, customers would start coming up and saying, you know, we really love this Eureka Casino. It's so great that you guys took over from those other guys who just ran this place so badly. And I just would sort of bite my lip and say, well, I really appreciate that you like it the way it is. But it's really the same people. We just learned a little bit in the first 3 years.
That's a great story. Let me ask you this. Obviously, during the recession, there were very challenging times in Mesquite. How are things now?
So now things are pretty stable. The toughest thing was in 2008, the first casino, and really the largest in terms of hotel rooms, was the Oasis. And when that closed, it put a lot of people sort of, you know, out of work. Families left Mesquite, and it put us into sort of a downward spiral that I think took us sort of years to recover from. And you know, that property went through, you know, its bankruptcy, and so now I just feel that there are a lot of good things happening. You know, those properties are being run well. You know, our property has stayed consistently throughout. And what I'm excited to share is that in October of next year, we're going to be opening a casino that had been closed for almost 16 years.
Wow.
Yes, it was called the Mesquite Star. It closed in 1999 and had been closed really almost ever since. And we're opening it up as a non-gaming resort and really focusing our efforts on the marketing of athletic teams, camps, tournaments, using the facilities that the city of Mesquite had invested in during those go-go years. And they invested in rec centers and in soccer fields and baseball fields and things like that.
Well, you know, in Northern Nevada, in Sparks, for example, there's a tremendous business going on with softball tournaments and things like that. I mean, it's not just hundreds, it's tens of thousands of people coming through.
Well, we know that people are visiting our fields now because the city of St. George, Utah, just across the border, has really made a very, very large investment in that sector of the hospitality business. So, for instance, over President's Day weekend, we'll see large numbers of people sort of coming in using the fields. But before now, a few stayed in Mesquite, but really a lot would go straight back to St. George. And so our facility is designed so that, you know, families who want to travel with their kids have a place that should be a lot of fun. I mean, we've designed it so that teams can stay in rooms with bunk beds. They have adjoining doors, whether for coaches or whether for parents. And we've put a lot of the kinds of amenities that we would think of having in a camp so that after games or like during dinner, that teams and friends and family can play at the pool. They can play horseshoes. We have a outdoor basketball court. We have grass areas for like night movies. We've really tried to do things which we think will add a lot of enjoyment to sort of family athletic trips.
And it's one of those things where, as we're seeing in Las Vegas, we're seeing in Northern Nevada, that with gaming in 48 states, you have to do something different to bring in the visitors. At this point, if you wouldn't mind sharing, I mean, in Las Vegas right now, it's 35% of the revenue is gaming, 65% is everything else. How does that make out in Mesquite?
Well, in Mesquite, they're really sort of two markets. There's the local people, you know, who live in Mesquite, and maybe I'll treat some of the locals who live in St. George and visit our casinos, maybe the way a lot of Las Vegas or Reno locals, you know, visit their casinos. So in that business, it tends to be, you know, primarily gaming. And, you know, food and beverage is really the amenity that creates sort of connection and a reason for coming more often. But in Mesquite, we also have a lot of golf courses, and we have, you know, some who are really well recognized throughout the country. So I think we've been able to attract with weather, with golf courses, there are a lot of states along Interstate 15 that in the winter have a lot of snow.
Sure.
And so they come down, and that market tends to behave more like the traditional kind of hotel casino market. Gaming is important, but together with the hotel, you know, revenue and food and beverage, it's really more balanced.
So, well, Greg, pleasure to talk to you, and it's very interesting. I didn't know anything about Mesquite before except the name on the map, and you've helped us guide us into what is looking like a bright future. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Don't miss the 4th of July Weekend Bash with the Malibu World Wakeboarding Association Sparks Pro Event at Sparks Marina, presented by Rockstar and hosted by Ultimate Marine. 3 days of wakeboarding and wake surfing featuring the top 50 riders in the world. Food, drinks, and fun for the whole family. For free admission, visit our website. Spend your 4th of July weekend with the craziest riders and surfers behind the all-new Malibu M235. The Malibu World Wakeboarding Association Sparks Pro, presented by Rockstar and hosted by Ultimate Marine.
Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Before your summer off-road adventure can start outdoors, you better come indoors to Carson City Jeep, where you'll discover just how easy it is to save on hundreds of new Jeeps. Get ready for summer in your new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4, just $31,500. Or the 2016 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4 for only $22,000. The Drive and Discover event at Carson City Jeep, where Jeeps really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonCityJeep.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're here with Bob Lucey, the Vice Chairman of the Washoe County Commission. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam, for having me.
One of the things that's interesting is long-term planning, because the major projects don't happen overnight. And one of the big deals with the North coming with the Las Vegas Metro Chamber to Washington, D.C., is talking about I-11. What can you share with us about I-11 and how it pertains to Reno at this point?
Well, at this point, you know, I-11 is a major thoroughfare that's, you know, that was provided to us through the FAST Act that was recently passed. And I think for us coming back here and participating in these types of events really brings forth that voice of a singular Nevada, a one Nevada. And a road to from Phoenix to Vegas will only do so much, but we really need that connectivity between Reno and Las Vegas, and finding and truly developing that CanMex highway.
All right, so let me ask you this: what's the timeline? Are we looking at 25 years, 30 years?
I hope not.
This is obvious. You think it's going to be sooner than that?
I hope not. I mean, we have to start somewhere, and I think this is one of those big processes where we get out in front of it and start, instead of pie in the sky kind of understanding, we really start putting, you know, so to say, the rubber to the road and making plans and trying to figure out what those routes are going to be and discussing that now between the North and the South and making sure that it works functionally for everybody.
Do you think it's going to be an expansion of 95?
You know, here's what we know. We know it's coming to Vegas from Phoenix, and we know that it needs to get from Winnemucca up to Boise. The route in between Tonopah and Winnemucca, we still don't know. You know, and it could be 95, it could be an alternative route, but for the first time we'll have the availability to do multimodal transportation between Reno and Vegas.
Let me ask you this. You know, it looks as though, you know, the Reno area in a lot of people's minds is changing from a gaming tourism town to more of a business manufacturing town. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, absolutely. I think that we're seeing a dynamic shift away from tourism in northern Nevada. Not to say that we're losing tourism, it's just not our priority focus anymore.
And it's as a percentage of the gross domestic product of the area, it's still going to be a large component. It's just that these other components are getting even larger.
That's correct. You know, and I think that's one of the reasons that we need to focus on infrastructure such as I-11 and roads and in different capacities. And we were, as we move into this new era of northern Nevada and what that's going to look like and going forward 10, 15, 20 years into the future. And are we going to be prepared and are we going to be ready as we move into that time?
People have been talking for a long time about expanding the Spaghetti Bowl and I-80 in Reno. When is that coming?
We're working on it today, and that's one of the reasons we're back here this week. We're working with our delegation to make sure that we have language within the FAST Act and some of these and some of the funding coming forward. And we're working on some FAST Lane grants to fast track some of that issue. And hopefully, we'll start seeing some construction and some planning for that and some development. So within the next five years, we'll start seeing some progress move forward on the Spaghetti Bowl, because it is something that absolutely needs to be fixed for us.
Have we already done the design phase of this?
We have. We have gone through the design phase of it. Now it's kind of retooling a little bit, and there's obviously some issues in regards to geographics of that and the expansion of 395 north, and obviously I-80 from traveling from I-80 east to 395 south. There's some constraints for property, but other than that, we have the basic model down what we need to, and so we just need to rework it and make sure that it's a lasting solution, not just a temporary fix.
Are we also going to see a widening of I-80 from Reno out towards TRI? Because I think at some point that's going to be needed.
Well, we know right now, geographically, I-80 can't be widened because you can't go further into the hills. It's just too costly and not cost effective. And we can't go into the river. So we're going to have to find some different solutions moving forward to do some of these different things for TRIC. Because as TRIC grows and evolves, those workers that work out there are going to have to have somewhere to live. And most likely that's going to be in Washoe County within the Reno Sparks area. So we're going to have to find some alternative routes. And we're going to have to take the stress as we add more people and more jobs and more trucks to those thoroughfares and those arterials. We're going to have to find some different ways to move that because it's just going to get more congested than it is already.
What kind of population increase are you expecting for Washoe County as a result of this?
You know, I think there's always the numbers that have been put out there to 50,000 jobs and then different types of people. But we've seen over 6,000 people growth within the last year within the Washoe County, and so we're seeing tremendous numbers grow. You know, it's tough to say, but it's going to be significant that it's going to impact our already struggling infrastructure.
Bob Busey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Sam.
Appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers Washington, D.C. programs were facilitated by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce and Porter Group.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
Non-attorney spokesperson, attention women with ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one use baby powder before your diagnosis,
call 1-800-710-6666.
You may be entitled to compensation. For decades, medical studies have linked long-term use of baby powder with ovarian cancer. If you or someone you love was diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using baby powder,
call 1-800-710-6666.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
Download podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next one.